Wu stared out the lodge window at the raptors beyond the fence. They still seemed playful, making mock attacks at Ellie. The behavior had continued for a long time now, and it occurred to him that it might be too long. It almost seemed as if they were trying to keep Ellie's attention, in the same way that she was trying to keep theirs. The behavior of the dinosaurs had always been a minor consideration for Wu, and rightly so. Behavior was a second-order effect of DNA, like protein enfolding. You couldn't really predict behavior, and you couldn't really control it, except in very crude ways, like making an animal dependent on a dietary substance by withholding an enzyme. But in general, behavioral effects were simply beyond the reach of understanding. You couldn't look at a DNA sequence and predict behavior. It was impossible. And that had made Wu's DNA work purely empirical. It was a matter of tinkering, the way a modern workman might repair an antique grandfather clock. You were dealing with something out of the past, something constructed of ancient materials and following ancient rules. You couldn't be certain why it worked as it did. And it had been repaired and modified many times already by forces of evolution over eons of time. So, like the workman who makes an adjustment and then sees if the clock runs any better, Wu would make an adjustment and then see if the animals behaved any better. And he only tried to correct gross behavior, uncontrolled butting of the electrical fences or rubbing the skin raw on tree trunks. Those were the behaviors that sent him back to the drawing board. And the limits of his science had left him with a mysterious feeling about the dinosaurs in the park. He was never sure, never really sure at all, whether the behavior of the animals was historically accurate or not. Were they behaving as they really had in the past? It was an open question, ultimately unanswerable. And though Wu would never admit it, the discovery that the dinosaurs were breeding represented a tremendous validation of his work. A breeding animal was demonstrably effective in a fundamental way. It implied that Wu had put all the pieces together correctly. He had recreated an animal millions of years old with such precision that the creature could even reproduce itself. But still, looking at the raptors outside, he was troubled by the persistence of their behavior. Raptors were intelligent. And intelligent animals got bored quickly. Intelligent animals also formed plans, and... Harding came out into the hallway from Malcolm's room. "Where's Ellie?" "Still outside. Better get her in. The raptors have left the skylight." "When?" Wu said, moving to the door.
"Just a moment ago," Harding said.
Wu threw open the front door. "Ellie! Inside! Now!" She looked over at him, puzzled. "There's no problem. Everything's under control. Now!" She shook her head. "I know what I'm doing," she said. "Now, Ellie, damn it!" Muldoon didn't like Wu standing there with the door open, and he was about to say so when he saw a shadow descend from above, and he realized at once what had happened. Wu was yanked bodily out the door, and Muldoon heard Ellie screaming. Muldoon got to the door and looked out and saw that Wu was lying on his back, his body already torn open by the big claw, and the raptor was jerking its head, tugging at Wu's intestines, even though Wu was still alive, still feebly reaching up with his hands to push the big head away. He was being eaten while he was still alive. And then Ellie stopped screaming and started to run alongside the inside of the fence, and Muldoon slammed the door shut, dizzy with horror. It had happened so fast. Harding said, "He jumped down from the roof." Muldoon nodded. He went to the window and looked out, and he saw that the three raptors outside the fence were now running away. But they weren't following Ellie. They were going back toward the visitor center.